It is the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show, already in progress. We're happy you have joined us today. The WisconsinVegetableGardener.com, your destination for all things gardening. Over 900 plus garden videos, digital magazines, all that. Facebook, Instagram, the whole deal. Well, have you ever been to a farmer's market? If you haven't, there's a number of farmer's markets around. We're going to go through items or information that will be very helpful to you. And if we would have known before we would have went to our first farmer's market, it would have helped us as well. So let's talk about where can people find where farmer's markets are, Holly? Because they're like everywhere. Just throw a rock and you're going to hit one.
Right. So there is there's a few different places. One, there's this thing called the Farm Fresh Atlas that's floating around.
It's actual paper material.
And you can find not just farmer's markets, but I believe there's like CSAs listed in there where you can find fresh eggs, all sorts of stuff. So that's one option where you can find that. Otherwise, if you go to localharvest.org, you can find farmer's markets and other fresh farm things.
Not just in Milwaukee, that's just like nationwide.
Right, you can find anything from eggs to meat to all sorts of stuff. So that's one as well. Otherwise, you can ask your friends and family, neighbors, let them know where farmer's markets are. Otherwise, just a good online search. If most communities have them, they are increasing every year. And so it's definitely something to look into. Personally, I know if you're looking for a large farmer's market, West Dallas has a large one. And I'm trying to think of
you go to Mequon occasionally.
Well, it's in Thiensville.
In Thiensville.
And then I like the one in Brown Deer, too. So there's a lot of them. There's some on the east side. They're all over the place.
But here's the thing. Farmer's markets are not what the common, ordinary person might think. Oh, just vegetables.
Right. No.
There's more than just vegetables on tables at a farmer's market.
Right. And it's nice because you can get anything from, you can find the vegetables, obviously. But I've bought tea at farmer's markets. I've bought handmade soap.
Bread,
cheese, dairy.
You can get meats there as well.
You can get meats, grains, all sorts of stuff. There's winter farmers markets too. There's one in Milwaukee, and then there's other surrounding area ones as well.
So when we go to the farmers market, then this is what I would recommend. Before you know what you're, kind of have an idea. Hey, I'm looking for tomatoes or cantaloupe or cabbage, whatever. Have kind of a list. Because it's just like shopping, you know, at the big box store. If you don't really know what you want, you're going to get a lot of things that you may not really be happy at the end because you don't know what you're going to do with them type of thing. But go and see what everybody has before you start grabbing stuff off the first table you see. Look at prices.
Right. Before we get to that.
Okay. All right.
Want to mention that even if you're going for vegetables or fruit or whatever, something that's produce, and that stuff has generally been picked and harvested that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you're buying from a local source. The average American meal travels 1,500 miles from farm to grocery store. You're cutting that down by 99%, yeah. Pretty much.
1,495 miles.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. And so you're getting super fresh produce, which is going to give you the best nutrients. And it's also not traveling across the country.
Okay, so we want to look at what everybody has first, because and you've been there more than I have, 95% of all the tables there contain 99% of the same produce.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So we just don't want to walk up, okay, get out of the car, walk up, grab beets and cabbage and a couple of tomatoes off the very first table. We want to look around because, true enough, all the prices are going to be relatively in the same realm because that's kind of how these farmers markets organizations work. You can't sell beets for $17 and the people next to you sell them for 25 cents. There's a range.
Well,
but there's a range in which there's kind of a recommend. They kind of guidelines that, hey, you have to kind of be in this kind of parameter to sell. Yeah, you can make money, but you can't gouge people.
Right. And that's the thing, is that you can shop around. You also, if you say that, you know, something fails, a crop fails for you, like, God forbid, your tomatoes or something.
Or cabbage. We don't even try to grow broccoli and cauliflower. Forget
right.
that. It doesn't work for us.
But say you want a lot of that item.
Yeah.
You can sometimes, you know, say, hey, I want X amount. Can you cut me a deal?
And more than likely they will, yeah.
Or if you're thinking you go there 1 week and you want a lot of something, you can ask for them to bring it to you next week. And that way, you're not going to take their whole inventory.
And sometimes they'll say, you can say, hey, I'm looking for this much. When you have it, can you give me a call? I'll just come to the farm and pick it up.
Right.
And these people are very nice. They want to work with you. They're excited because you're buying locally grown. Majority of it's organic produce.
And I bought some flour that was sorghum flour. That way I went 1 week and I came back the next week
and picked it up.
And picked up a few pounds of it. But yeah, so that is, it is definitely an option. And the biggest thing is that if you like to eat organic, you would want, you definitely want to speak with the farmer about what they're doing.
How they're growing.
How they're growing. Are they growing organically? Are they using pesticides? Are they using, what kind of fertilizer they're using and things like that.
Sometimes they will have a sign certified organic or organic transition, or they may not even have it at all because that certification, though they may be doing 100% organic, they don't have that certification because it is extremely expensive to get the paperwork to process through the United States Department of Agriculture and all that stuff.
I would not go into a farmer's market assuming that everybody's growing organically.
Right.
And that's definitely something that you should not assume, but feel free to ask questions. Farmers will talk to you about what they're doing.
And with that being said, if a farmer, and I'm asking you, and you know this better than I do, if the farmer's market lasts between 9 and 3, can you get better deals if you go about 2:30, 2:15 as it's getting closer because they're wanting not to bring that produce home? You might be able to negotiate a better deal?
I've never tried that. So
I'm a farmer, I don't want to bring 15 pounds of beets back home.
It depends on the farmer.
Right.
Right.
But I don't want to bring those back home. I want to be able to get rid of them, sell them at a discounted rate just because otherwise if I bring them home, they're not going to do any good.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's an option too.
Right. So I want to talk about payment options.
Okay.
Most of them want cash. If they're selling, say, like wooden spoons and handmade cutting boards, they're probably going to have a situation where you can pay with a debit card.
Right. Yeah.
But most of the time, if it's just a produce, they're going to take cash. And I know a lot of people don't carry as much cash as they used to, so that's definitely something to keep in mind.
So what do we need to bring besides cash or credit cards? Is there anything else we need to bring?
It's good to bring your own bags for many reasons. A lot of times those vendors are paying for their own bags.
There's bags there.
Right.
But it's those plastic ones that everybody, you know, they fly around the streets and, destroy the environment. But
right.
They have bags there.
So, yeah, bring your own bags and definitely bring some patience, especially if it's a farmer's market on a Saturday or you're there in the evening. There's probably going to be a lot of people.
Another thing, if you are trying to grow a specific type of crop, let's say pick something. For us, let's broccoli. We can't grow broccoli. That's an example that we can use. You can go to a farmer who has a lot of broccoli and ask them, hey, what is your secret in growing broccoli successfully? Because here's how I'm growing it. I can't make it work. They will be more than happy to explain to you some of the procedures in which they practice in order to get their broccoli to grow successfully. So don't be afraid to ask. Or if you see a fruit or a vegetable in which you're not familiar with, they'll have a label like maybe tiger melons or something of that nature, yacons or whatever the case is. Ask them, what is this and what type of dishes can you use this for? They're going to tell you. They're going to tell you what you can do it. And sometimes, don't they have like recipes on some of these things?
Well, they might not have recipes, but you can always ask them how they prepare it or what it goes well with.
Right, because they're wanting to introduce something new into the fold. And they want you to be able to get it and use it for your own household and cooking, right?
Oh, yeah.
So if you've ever been to a farmer's market, I would suggest you should take a look at getting or going to one, finding one, figuring out where that is at in your neighborhood. Usually they're not very far. They're not that far away when it comes to finding where you can get one. Like Holly said, you can search online. You can find it in that paper. A lot of places in which you can get a farmer's market and find one. And they come every week in which they're weekly there. So you can go ahead and get one and go to one and get the produce that you need.